Hello, I am Dawn Ireland, host of CDH International CDH Radio Show. This week we are featuring Evelyn Cornegay, or as we call her, Evie. Evie is a local baby here in Wake Forest, North Carolina, and her story has greatly touched us because we know her family well, and she's our neighbor, and our dad, James, is on our board as of 2021. So really excited to have James on board, and we're very excited to share his family story. So I'd like to introduce you to James Cornegay. I'd like to introduce our newest board member, James Cornegay. He is a CDH dad. He's here local in Wake Forest. We are really excited to have him on board. We've known his family very well for several years. And James, would you like to share your family story on how you learned about CDH and the past few years since Evie was diagnosed and born?
Sure, yeah. We got pregnant in 2015, and everything was going well and smoothly until our 20-week anatomy scan. And at that time, they found that she had CDH. And like most people who are diagnosed with CDH, they have no idea what it is or what it means or anything like that. And so we kind of frantically spiraled into looking up everything we could and trying to find all the help we could and resources we could about what we needed to do because her prognosis was not very good. We were very grateful to find out that CDHI, which was CHRBS at the time, was located here in Wake Forest. So that was when we got to meet Dawn and get information from her and learn more about CDH and learn more about the charity here. And the next several months for us were kind of a whirlwind trying to find a good spot to deliver Evie and to find the best doctors to help her. So we spent some time in Florida at Shands Children's Hospital down there. And we also went and got a consultation at CHOP in Philadelphia. Unfortunately, Evie developed another condition while she was about 25 weeks or so along. And so we ended up having to go to CHOP in Philadelphia because they were the only ones who could help handle that condition. And so my wife had a surgery that it was in utero so that they could help Evie get to full term. And Evie was born full term on July 21st of 2015. And she almost immediately went on ECMO within a few hours of her being born. ECMO is a really intense tool. It looks like something out of a movie with all the machines that go up and around and help with blood pressure for the CDH babies. But it is surgical, so it was a big procedure for her. And she did that. She did fine with it initially. One of the big worries the first 24 to 48 hours or so after a baby goes on ECMO is that they'll have a brain bleed because it helps thin blood. But she didn't have any of that. She did really well. However, when we got to about day 10 or 11, they did discover that she had a brain bleed. So we were pretty late on that. We thought we were in the clear, but unfortunately we weren't. And so they had to take her off ECMO because it would just continue her bleeding. And at that point, she passed away because there was just really nothing more that they could do for her. We found out during that whole process as well that she had a right-sided CDH, which tends to be a little bit rarer, but also can be a little bit more difficult to deal with. Left-sided CDH tends to have some softer organs that get up into the pleural cavity, and that can be a little bit easier for lung growth. But on the right side, you've got the liver and some other organs that are a little bit harder tissue. And so she basically didn't have any right lung when she was born, and her heart was pushed over a little bit. So she lived to be 12 days old. And that was our experience. We had a really rough 2015, but a few years later, after Cherub's transition to CDHI, I was happy to be able to come in and join their board.
Well, we're happy to have you on the board. We don't like the circumstances that brought you to us, but we're very grateful that we got to know Evie through you, and we got to be a part of that journey, because our whole little town knew about Evie. It was an emotional roller coaster for all of us. We got very attached to her and to your wonderful family. And you also had a toddler at the time, so you had your hands full. And going back and forth, and it was it's so hard for families to have to uproot themselves. And so we're working hard to have more hospitals be able to provide the services on a more local basis, because you personally understand it's hard not having your support system, even though you had an amazing support system, both your families and the whole.
I did have a great support system, but you're right. Despite that, it was really challenging, because there just wasn't, even Duke Children's Hospital, which people tend to think of as being really great, couldn't handle everything that she had going on. So for my wife to have to be up there with our toddler in Philadelphia and me be down here, yeah, it was tough having to drive 6 or 7 hours every weekend just to go see them and to try to be supportive while they've got all these doctor's appointments and things like that going on. But yeah, we were lucky enough I'm lucky enough that I've got great in-laws, and they were able to come stay with her and help support her. But for a lot of families, it's really, really difficult. And finding housing for kind of an unknown amount of time is challenging, and finding doctors who even know what this condition is, because we've talked to pediatricians since, we've talked to nurses since, and a lot of them just don't even know what this is, much less how to treat it or how to help families with it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have two great CDH hospitals right here in the Triangle. Duke and UNC both take great care of CDH patients, and they're research centers, they're very experienced, but every case is different. And so you can't always look to the local hospital to be able to take care of a particular child. But, you know, we're working hard at CDH International to try to change things and, you know, up everyone's game so that these families have more options. But it is still a very difficult situation. And we're very excited to have you on the board. It's been mostly local business executives who don't have a CDH connection, but very huge hearts to want to help our charity and the kids. So we're very, very grateful to them, and we adore every one of them. But it brings it home a little bit more, you know, when we have a few CDH parents on the board who absolutely understand the ins and outs of dealing with CDH on a personal basis. So we have a great new board this year, and we're still expanding, and we have a lot of projects going. And you know, I personally am grateful to know you and Christy and both your families, and to Sheridan and Evie's journey a little bit. It always tears my heart out for these local kids, but it's so wonderful to have your family still participate and to be such an active participant in helping other families, because we have to make something wonderful happen in our grief. We have to carry on their memories and try to do some good and save other children. And so I know you understand that, and that's why you're part of our team, and we're very grateful for it, and very grateful for all that your family has done and that you're doing, and for sharing your journey today. Is there anything else you would like to tell the families who are watching, especially the newly diagnosed families who are just learning about CDH and watching the telethon, trying to find some hope and information? What would you tell them?
I know for my wife and I, the more we learned, the more we felt kind of empowered. And that's one reason we were so grateful to meet you and to get to work with CDHI, because just learning where resources were was huge for us. So, you know, going to our website and looking through the resources there, using the app that we've got, trying to get answers there, because again, you know, when our daughter had that second condition diagnosed, our options became really limited, and that was tough to try to find people who knew how to help her. So getting informed was helpful for us, but I think also raising awareness, because you brought up, you know, just what comes out of this grief, and CDH survivors aren't, it's not real obvious that they're CDH survivors, and it's just not a very well-known disease, but unfortunately it's a really terrible one. So you know, the more we can raise awareness in our communities and our families and friends, you know, the better the chances we'll have of treating this more effectively and maybe finding a cause and a cure one day.
Absolutely. We'll keep fighting for these children and do what we do. And thank you, James, for everything. It's very nice to be on the telephone this year and to have you on our board. And I look forward to working with you for many years to come.
You as well, Bob. Thanks so much.
All right, so I'm going to stop recording there. And
got it.
Thank you, James. Really, I appreciate it. It's so important that they know who our board is. That we should be abstract people who are running everything. And I'm tired of being the only face of the charity. So they need to know it's not a one-woman show by any means.
No, I totally understand. No, I'm happy to do it. I'm glad that we were able to make it work out. So
good. You and I, once all this calms down, because it's total chaos right now, we need to sit down and catch up and you know, talk to you about, you know, your board position and where you, what you want to do. And I need to do that with all the board members. I did sit down with Holden last week, and I had a very long chat with, oh my word, I can't even remember her name. It's one of those days I've been in.
Brooke.
And I love Brooke. Yeah. And so I'm trying to nail everyone down and to have conversations with everyone and just get everyone, you know, used to the positions. And if you have time, I know you're insanely busy too, but when things calm down for you, if you want to have conversations with them too and get to know them, and especially Holden, because he's right here in Wake Forest.
Yeah,
he's great. He's really good. He's going to be very, very helpful. And he's very eager. And so is Brooke, which is wonderful. Love,
good.
We love eager board members. So that's good. But yeah, I'm going to send the board an email later today, catch you guys up on a lot of things. We've got a lot of stuff going on. All good stuff. It's April.
Yeah.
April to be over.
Well, we'll be out of town for the next week and a half or so, but I'll be back on the grid after that. So.
Okay. Well, if you're around April 19th, just share as much as you can.
Oh, I will be back by then. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you, James. You have a great day. Talk soon.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us this week at CDH Radio Show. If these stories touch your heart, please reach out to us at cdhi.org and volunteer, donate, help us to fight congenital diaphragmatic hernia so that we can save babies like Evie and so that less families are devastated by the effects of CDH. If you'd like to share your story, please visit www.cdhi.org/share-your-story, and we would love to feature your family's journey as well. Once again, I'm your host, Dawn Ireland, CDH International. We thank you for joining us and helping us to raise congenital diaphragmatic hernia awareness. Have a great week.